You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. This week, our show is focused on franchising. Is it the right model for you? We're going to break all that down and hopefully get you well informed about thinking through the option of franchising as a business model for you to get into business. Before we get into that, though, we want to acknowledge again our sponsors, Comerica Bank and Walsh College. Thanks so much for sponsoring Startup Nation Radio and for being great supporters of entrepreneurs and small business in those communities. And Dan, important show ahead.
Yeah, very much so. We've got a couple of experts in studio with us today that are really going to really be the meat of our show and provide the expertise that we need to answer the question, is franchising a more of a risk-free opportunity for entrepreneurs?
Right, and what is the risk and reward? What do you give up? What do you get? And we're going to get into that in a second. If you've got a call for us during the show about franchising, 800-859-0957 is the call-in number. Let's get right to it. Dan, bring our esteemed guests on today to talk about franchising.
We have with us today Brian and Laura Reef. They are franchisees of Planet Fitness. They have 15 of them. And amazingly enough, they
started six years ago.
They opened their first one. Now they've got 15. And as a matter of fact, they just opened up the second largest Planet Fitness location in the nation in Grand Rapids just this past January. So
incredible. So we broke down in the beginning what the difference is between a franchisor and a franchisee. So Brian and Laura are franchisees. In other words, they bought into the Planet Fitness model. Planet Fitness is the franchisor in this equation. So you guys, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank you.
And you're a husband and wife team.
We are.
And obviously, everything seems to be working. That's great. I mean, wow.
So far, so good.
You're smiling. So far, so good, right.
I just let her do the talking.
We knew he was a smart guy. Listen, you don't start 15 franchises in 6 years unless you're a smart guy. He's got it down. All right, cool. Well, what was the genesis? I mean, you guys were doing, first of all, what were you doing before you decided to get in? Were you in business at all, or what were you doing?
I had a mail order business, and we at one point sold it to a company actually located out here in Michigan. Our distribution facility and operation was based in New Hampshire, which is where we lived at the time. And at a certain point, they wanted to relocate everybody back to Michigan. And we weren't prepared at the time, ironically, to do that. So I went back into the real estate business. I'd spent a number of years as a commercial broker representing both landlords and tenants. And that's actually how I met Laura, was in the real estate business.
Okay, so this was how long ago? Laura?
At least 15 years ago.
So 15 years. So that was long before. I mean, you started your franchising, or you started as a franchisee 6 years ago.
Right.
So between what led right up to your decision to start as a franchisee?
Well, interestingly enough, it was our neighbors that lived on the same street as us. They had opened a very small Planet Fitness back in New Hampshire. It was about 8,000, 9,000 square feet. And like Brian said, at the time, he was still, you know, kind of half in doing the commercial real estate piece of it. And
yeah.
I started talking with these people, and I said, tell me more about what's happening. And I remember telling Brian, I think we need to look at this. I think this could be a really good opportunity for us. And, of course, I got the, yeah, sure. You know, because you hear about franchising, you hear the only way to be successful is you have to have mass amounts of stores, right? You have to have over 100 locations to really be successful and really make a profit. And at one point, I think it was over a couple glasses of wine and having the neighbors over,
it's always dangerous,
going through their numbers, you know, talking about the franchise, and you could just see and hear their passion for it.
Yeah.
And I think we both agreed that it was time to take a leap of faith. It was now or never, and that's kind of how it began.
So we talked about that earlier in the last segment about whatever franchise you go into, you have to have a passion for it. So did you have a passion for fitness, have a passion for exercise? How did you decide Planet Fitness?
I think more than anything, it was a passion for a great business model.
Okay.
There you go.
And
yeah.
And the more Laura really pushed to take a look at this, because as she said, we would get together with our neighbors. They opened one franchise within a year. They had signed a small area development agreement to open up more locations. At the time, he was a full-time practicing physician. Hmm. So there had to be something about the business model that made a lot of sense. As we started to look at it, the Planet Fitness model itself was incredible. Started to do the research, put a business plan together, and collected.
So that's interesting. You still need a business plan, you felt, even though you were following the franchising model. You guys wanted to have a business plan about how you were going to go about that and how it was going to work for you. Interesting.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. Was your business plan about how many locations? You mentioned, Laura, that, you know, in order to get really profitable, you needed to start more than one location. Is that really what the business plan was all about? Or
the first business plan I drafted was one location. And
why do you need a business plan for one location if you're following a franchise model?
I always felt like it would give you the roadmap. Franchisors are very good at presenting a business model, but they'll give you a franchise development document. They give you the raw numbers that you need. They'll explain about it, but it's really up to you to build what I would consider a more traditional business plan.
So did your business plan focus on, you know, how you were going to market your business unique? Or, I mean, because when you're a franchisee, you're boxed in a little bit in terms of what you can and oh, not listen. So,
and you kind of expect that that's already going to be there.
Well, and that's part of the value. That's exactly right. You're supposed to follow the formula, but you also, there's not a lot of wiggle room in terms of doing things creatively. You got to follow the formula, right?
That's true.
So what is in it? I'm curious, just to finish on the business plan part of it. What did your business plan say that wasn't part of the franchise agreement that others should think about as they approach franchising?
We took what they provided us and put it in more or less our own words, and then also we had a specific location. So we had to build financial projections around a specific location, which you don't necessarily get from the franchisor.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about what you do get, just briefly, and what you pay. So I want to get into a franchise. I've got to pay some upfront fees, right? They want to make sure you're serious and committed, and they also want to make sure that you know that you're going to. I mean, their brand is on the line. You know, you're an extension of their business, right? The touch point for the customer in that marketplace is you, in that location that you have the rights to. So they want to make sure that you're the right franchisee. They want to make sure you're committed. You pay some upfront, and they give you what? You pay first of all. In a range, you don't have to tell us exactly, but in a range, what kind of dollars does it take to get into a franchise?
$10,000 to $25,000.
$10,000 to $25,000. All right, so you pay that up front. Then at that point, you're handed a, if you will, a system, a business, their business plan for that franchise, right? With all the detail, the brand, the marketing, the how you execute, right?
They do, yes, yeah.
And then you also, in addition, agree to. Play by their agreement. You get an agreement, a franchisee agreement.
The franchise agreement.
And that tells you what you can and can't do and how you do it. You agree to do it that way. And you also have to pay them then a certain percentage of the revenues you generate.
The royalties.
Okay, you call it royalties. And that's in the range of what?
5 to 10%.
And that's off the net or the gross?
That is off the gross revenue.
The gross revenue. So if I make, just to pick a number, $100,000, I got to pay them $5,000 in that year that I make that 100. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, great. You know what? I know Dan, we're itching to ask some questions. We've got a caller. Let's go quickly to, let's just jump to the caller quickly and then we'll come back to it. Lawrence in Detroit, you've got a question, I assume, for our guests?
I do.
Okay. You're on Startup Nation Radio.
Okay. You've been talking about franchises, I believe, and I'm just curious. Some people, you know, they enjoy having their own family business for personal reward. What other than possibly financial would be the advantage of a franchise versus their own family-owned sole proprietorship?
That's interesting, and I guess, I mean, your guys have you still call this a family business, so it's really still a family business. I think the essence of the question that the caller is getting to, Lawrence, is that once you get into a franchise, you're as opposed to being able to be creative and do it your way, to a large extent, you've got to do it the way you agreed to do it that the franchise agreement calls for, right?
Correct. I mean, I think, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, following the rules, following the model. And while that's true, I think you still have an opportunity as a business person. I think Brian and I both get rewarded by seeing our employees grow. You know, we're always trying to tell them, work so-and-so out of a job when it comes to management, when it comes to regional managers, you know, when it comes to our back office staff. I mean, we're really, I don't know, I think we have ability to be creative in different ways, whether it be, you know, education for our staff, you know, team building kind of activities that maybe they wouldn't get working for a different type of employer. We have the freedom to do that as business owners.
Mm-hmm. So within the context of the business plan, you have a lot of creative flexibility to execute the model in your own way. And you've got a lot of freedom to do that. So at the end of the day, you could have this perfect business model that you discovered with Planet Fitness, but you still have to execute, and you still have to work the business in the way only you will do.
Correct.
And you'll do it uniquely from every other franchisee.
Well, and I want to get their comments on this. We're going to come back right after the break and hear from Brian and Laura and answer your question, Dan. A good one. We're going to come right back after this break talking today about franchising on Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us.